Longshot 2020 presidential hopeful Andrew Yang thinks all Americans 18 and over need a raise, so much so that he's basing his entire campaign on universal basic income, or the idea that the government should provide a set amount of money to help cover the basics. This year, Yang is testing his so-called freedom dividend with a family in New Hampshire, and HPR's Robert Garova spoke with that family, who was selected to receive $1,000 a month, no strings attached, for all of 2019.
2 years ago, Charles Fassey of Goffstown lost his job as a manager at a company that services chemical dispensing equipment. He says he'd worked there for 13 years.
And then, I was just, suddenly let go. And, it felt like, it was definitely connected between automation and, companies kind of putting less value on human capital, I would say.
His wife Jody says the loss of income came at a really hard time for the rest of the family, including their daughter Janelle, who was going into her freshman year at St. Anselm College.
He lost his job like August 11th, and she was starting college that week. We had to set up her dorm. I actually had this house on the market. I had his car sold. I mean, I just went into protective mode of, okay, well, what do I need to do to keep her in college?
Janelle was the one who put her family in the running for the dividend from the presidential candidate Andrew Yang. She filled out an online form last year, and then her family was interviewed by Yang. When they got the call they'd been picked for the bonus, Jody says Charles was stunned.
And he actually ended up crying because he felt like we didn't deserve it. My husband.
Charles says he's not entirely sure why his family was chosen. When Yang was in Concord last spring, he explained his reasoning for the bonus, which he advertised on his website and social media.
The goal is to illustrate the impact that $1,000 a month can have on a family or a household here in New Hampshire, and putting my money where my mouth is.
The idea behind Yang's freedom dividend is nothing new. It's his take on what's known as universal basic income, or the idea that everyone gets a set amount of money from the government. Tech executives Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk have expressed interest in the concept, and Stockton, California will become the first U.S. city to provide universal basic income, or UBI, to some residents starting this year. Here's Stockton Mayor Michael Tubbs.
$500, no strings attached. The idea is to have a conversation about kind of the economic system of this country.
Politicians in New Hampshire are more likely to upplay the state's booming economy than question it altogether. Charles Fassey says while he's got a new job and thinks of stabilized financially for his family, he's still making a lot less than before.
The stock market's up, businesses are raking in profits, yet people are kind of struggling more and more every day.
The Fassey family hasn't figured out exactly what they'll do with the extra income. Jody says she can think of a few things.
Yeah. Just the basic security of having, a little extra money that if a car breaks, we don't have to use our credit card, we can actually pay.
Daughter Janelle says she thinks of it like an education fund.
It's kind of like a scholarship in a way, especially for college students.
And Charles says it's making him think a little more creatively.
Even, we were talking about starting our own business, hopefully we can try to do something good with the money in that year to improve our lives a bit.
Yang presented the Fassey family with their first check at a New Year's Eve party. They say he hasn't asked them to provide any plan on how they'll spend the money. But you may be wondering how this doesn't count as buying votes. The idea of a candidate giving money to a potential voter could raise some eyebrows. The Yang campaign says they spent a lot of time with their attorneys checking on the legality of their plan. Because the dividend will come from Yang's personal account and not campaign funds, it's the campaign's understanding that the dividend complies with election law. The New Hampshire Attorney General's office says there are currently no complaints against the Yang campaign. For NHPR News, I'm Robert Garova.